Hello, lovely. I hope you're having a fantastic day and you're ready to do something very fun together. Today, we are going to teach you how to deep throat, how to absolutely blow the mind of any man that you're with. But first, we need to talk about a few things. The most important one is that no matter how successful you are today, you are still amazing. No matter what you feel, whether you're a natural born talent for absolutely sucking the life out of somebody, or if it's your first time feeling that gag reflex, you're an amazing human being, and this is not an indictment or a bad look for you at all. Nobody learns to deep throat on the very first try. It takes time. Second, if you don't have a dildo to do this with, it's not the end of the world. We can still do things together. We can still practice some things. And if you have things you want to use in substitute, that's perfectly okay. But there are some things that we're not going to use. Anything that could break while it's in your throat is something we're not going to use. Everyone loves to joke about bananas and vegetables and things like that. It's not a good idea, okay? We want to make sure that you're perfectly safe and that we're doing this in an environment where you can feel completely comfortable with the process, the journey, and the results. So you can use a toothbrush, you can use a dildo, anything that's food safe, that also will not break, no matter what we do to it, okay? All right, so if you're safe, and if you're comfortable, and if this is the right environment for you to do this, then follow along. And if it's not the right environment yet, that's okay. No one will ever think worse of you for caring about your own health and your own safety. And if they do, they're not the right person you want to be with, okay? Anyone who does this with you, you grace with the effort of throating their cock, should be worshiping the ground that you walk on. So do this for you, and know that the men out there that you choose to bless with this will never forget you. But first, to get there, we need to make sure that you're safe. So grab whatever you need, whatever toy you want to use, and we're going to do this together, okay? All right, let's get started. There's going to be a lot of things we talk about today before we actually get to the main show. It's important that we kind of do this in the right steps so that everything is done safely. But most importantly, you get some joy out of this as well. You should enjoy this just as much as any potential partner you do it with. So, what I want you to do is focus on your own pleasure first. Now, I promised that I'd be your guide today, and what guide would I be if I didn't give you some subtle instruction? Go ahead. Touch your most sensitive spots on your body, whether it's your tits, your ass, your pussy, your clit, maybe it's your neck. Give yourself enough pleasure to feel that warmth over your body slowly and steadily while you listen to me, okay? It's going to be important that we get you in the right mood for things. This is something that is inherently sexual and absolutely incredible. And whenever you do this with somebody, remember that your pleasure is just as important. Now, the reason we're doing this during practice is because your body is more willing to accept things when you're more relaxed. Part of that relaxation comes from arousal, and in fact, arousal can make these acts easier. It can give you that push to get over the edge to finally take that step. The same thing applies to anal. If you ever engage in anal, one of the best ways to get through that first stress, that initial wince, some of the trepidation, is just to let yourself feel pleasure. Your body opens up, your muscle relaxes. This is the same. Deep throating is taking a muscle and changing things about it. So we're going to follow those same guidelines and make sure that whatever we do today is perfectly safe, but also something that you take joy out of. Touch yourself a little faster, a little more firm, whatever makes you tick. Enjoy that moment and that sensation. I'm going to tell you a little bit about how we're going to get this done, okay? When you deep throat, it's not just getting a lot of it in your mouth. It is going to go into your throat, especially if your partner's more well endowed, which means that position can be everything. You can think of yourself as the world's greatest sexual sword swallower if you want to, but aligning your mouth and your throat is important. You might see in porn and hentai some of these people just taking it face on. It's not really realistic, especially if you're surprising your man with this. They're probably going to be the hardest they've been in their entire life, bar none. So it's important that you take the steps to make sure that we're not bending their dick in half, but also that you're not gagging and taking unnecessary force on the other parts of your mouth. What that means is there's a couple different positions we can do. And for today, I want to practice those positions as well. You can lay on your back so that your head is kind of leaning off the side of the bed or the couch. That aligns your throat with your mouth. You can also tilt straight up, get low down underneath and go all the way up. You can also come down from above. You can be crouched on top of the bed while he stands off to the side. You can come down on him. Whatever works for you. I recommend getting on your knees for today's practice, as if you were looking up at their dick. That way you can practice this motion of sliding it down your throat, even though they're not here just yet. All right. So, go ahead and take that position for me. Get on your knees. Grab whatever tool you want to use. I recommend a dildo, just because we want to get used to that size. In fact, if you have one that's a little wider and a little larger than your partner, I won't tell, but let's use that today. If you struggle more in the practice because it's a little bit larger, that's okay. You can always go back down to smaller sizes. But if you're able to take this today with a little bit of effort, something smaller will actually be a lot easier. If you thought he'd be surprised before, the second your nose presses against his tummy, I'd be surprised if they last longer than maybe another minute. Now, there's a couple different tricks we can use to make this easier, but the most important thing is to be the sloppiest, dirtiest play partner you can possibly be while this goes on. On top of people already finding the sloppiest sex acts the hottest, it actually will help you a lot. The more saliva that there is, the more lubrication we're going to have, and although your mouth is oftentimes plenty wet, your throat might not necessarily be, especially if you're stressed. And the first time deep throating can be pretty stressful. So, spit. Gag a little. Not forcefully, don't push yourself, but take it as deep as you can go. Get those muscles warmed up. Take the dildo with me. Lean your head back, sitting on your knees, and just keep it in your mouth. Get it wet, spit over it, especially the deeper parts of it. Right now, we're only playing with the head. But make sure that when we're spitting, we're getting all over the entire cock. Got it? It's important that this is a messy, messy act. Now, while we're doing this, take your free hand and go back to pleasuring yourself slowly. Listen to my voice in your ears. Feel your body warm and glow at the attention that you're giving it. And keep that dick in your mouth, just giving it pleasure. Think about them. Think about the person that you want to do this to most. Think about their reactions when they see every inch of them disappear into your mouth. That you'll be the only person to ever give them that kind of pleasure. Think about their orgasm. They'll never forget you. You will change their world. They will judge every other blowjob by how good you are at it. Now, keep touching yourself and keep listening, but we're going to change what we do with this toy now. We're not just going to shove it in. Do you understand? I want you to take it and push it until you feel uncomfortable. Take it as deep as your mouth will naturally let you. That's okay. Just hold it there. Don't push it past that line. Just hold it while you're uncomfortable. You can come up for air if you need to. It's absolutely okay. Now, we're going to do a little count system, do you understand? I'm going to set some rules, and we're going to follow a breathing pattern, just like you would in yoga or meditation. Take whatever you're using, pull it all the way out. Don't be afraid to use your body. Just imagine that you're kneeling in front of someone and that you're pulling yourself off. Take a deep breath, a big one. Deep throating is not a constant act. It's not something you'll engage with the whole time. Always prioritize your breathing. Now, push it back to that point of uncomfortability. We don't want to force things. We don't want to gag or cough just yet. You're just going to feel where that barrier is. Hold it for 5 seconds. Now, we're going to repeat this under my guidance. You're doing an amazing job already. And we're going to make sure that you're the best, most unforgettable partner when we're done. Now, pull off again. Take a deep breath, count to three, and back on again. Hold it against that line. Hold that pressure there. 5 seconds. There we go. And out. Three breaths. One, two, three. And against that barrier. One, two, three, four, five. And out. We're going to keep this up, okay? This isn't the full throating yet. This is just building up to that. We're going to get used to this rhythm, this motion, but most importantly, we're going to make sure that we're not pushing things too far. We have to know where your barrier is. That way we can slowly take the techniques and the practice to move past it. Now, keep this up. Keep that cycle going while I tell you what we'll do next. And make sure that when you have the energy and the mental effort, that you're touching yourself and enjoying yourself still. Most people, when on the receiving end of the world's greatest blowjob, are only going to be more turned on by seeing their partner playing with themselves as well. Lean into that. Touch yourself and feel good. Now, as you're doing this, get used to that barrier, get used to that point of uncomfortability. We're going to learn a little bit about how to push past that, okay? Distracting the mind is one of the most important steps. You can take that hand that you're touching yourself with, and if you need to, use it to roam your body. Give yourself something to feel. There's a myth that holding your fist tight makes you better at it, but really it's just keeping yourself distracted. And I personally think that touching yourself and giving yourself pleasure is a far better distraction than holding your hand in a fist. Something else that we have to know is that we are going into the throat. It will be uncomfortable at first. It'll be okay. But it will involve a little bit of swallowing. You're going to need to make sure that you understand that going into this. That barrier is so that it only goes down when you swallow. What you're pushing against is letting your body take control. But you are in control. And you want to watch their eyes roll to the back of their head while you give them more pleasure than anyone else has ever given them. So you tell your body what to do. When we feel that barrier, as long as it's sloppy and messy, pulsing in your mouth, you swallow and pull it back to that place, you will absolutely blow their mind. Now, I'll reiterate once again, just like I did at the beginning, this is not an instant guide. It will take practice, and everyone will start in a different place. Whether it takes you a year of listening to this on and off, playing with toothbrushes and toys, trying to get to that point, it will come. Now, if you're already halfway down your esophagus as you're listening to this, congratulations. You're a natural born talent. But everybody can get there. Lastly, gagging is okay. It is perfectly normal. If you need proof of that, watch some deep throating porn. If you're looking for inspiration on positions and techniques, people who are paid to give the world's sexiest blowjobs gag. It is entirely all right, and it's part of the process. Some people even feel good when their partner gags. There's nothing bad about it. So, armed with all this information, while you press up against that throat barrier slowly, let's take that first step. Take it all the way out. Calm yourself a little bit. Give yourself that pleasure. Touch your most sensitive spots. Imagine that person that you want to be doing this to. Picture them in your mind. And slowly, very slowly, push that toy, between your lips up to that barrier. Let it sit there at that gagging barrier and swallow. Do that for me. Come on. Good girl. Good girl. Now if you're able to swallow it and it moved a little deeper, great job. If you gagged, that's perfectly okay. Remember, everybody gags. We're going to do this more. Push back to that barrier and swallow in 3, 2, 1. Well done. This next little step of pushing to that barrier is important. It feels like there might be so much more to go depending on what toy you're using, but once we're through that barrier, it's smooth sailing. You'll still gag and you'll still cough and it might still press against your throat. But we're close to the end. Once you're through that barrier and you're comfortable, the rest will come naturally, especially once you start seeing their reactions. Now it'll take time for pushing through that barrier to feel natural, but we'll practice it now. And remember, most importantly, it's okay to pause, to stop. You have a goal for you. Don't have it for anybody else. This is your choice to learn this skill and become the most incredible partner to anyone who you choose to bless this with. Now, if you're ready to keep going, let's get that last little step. As I talk, repeat that motion, pulling it out, giving yourself a chance to breathe, going in up to that barrier, holding it there, and swallowing. Push while you swallow, just enough to get it through that barrier. Get it deeper and deeper and deeper. Get it until you can really push. Do what you want with it. Own your body. You feel so good because of your own touch. Anyone you choose to make you feel good, you'll be able to blow their mind. You're such an incredible partner for even wanting to learn this. Now, keep going. If you're at the point where you feel comfortable, try moving whatever toy you're using in and out through that barrier rather than just coming back up again. Follow your own instincts. Your gorgeous body right beneath them, showing them pleasure that they've never felt before. Locking eyes with you while not a single inch of their cock is visible is a moment that they'll never forget for their entire lives. And you choose to give it to them. You choose to take that pleasure and overwhelm them with it. Push against that barrier and swallow. Good girl. Now, if you're finding yourself still really struggling with your gag reflex, don't worry. Sometimes it's just practice makes perfect. You can also press the toy harder against your tongue. Some people find that this helps, some don't. Give it a shot. Wherever you're at in the process, whether you're fucking your throat with wild abandon right now, or taking those first little steps to get that little bit of distance you've never gotten before. Every quarter inch, every little gain that you get is one step closer towards giving the best head that anyone has ever gotten in their life. It's for you, and your pace is your pace. Keep it up. Give them that pleasure. Now, if you're really feeling yourself and you're really ready, let's reward ourselves for a job well done. Listen to me. Fuck your mouth as hard as you can handle, while still feeling everything and being in perfect control. Again, that could be all the way down your throat, swallowing on the head, or just gaining that little quarter inch you never had before and keeping that pressure up. Take your other hand and rub your clit for me. I want you to match the pace that you're fucking your own mouth. Do that for me. Sync up both hands. Give yourself the pleasure and think about how much they'll moan and scream your name. when they go home at night or they're alone moment at work, they won't be thinking about anything but you. Your lips on their hips, screaming as they come. You're gonna be such an incredible fucking partner. They will judge everyone else they're ever with by you. Your lips will drive them absolutely insane when you swallow around their head and milk them for everything they're fucking worth. Their legs shake, their knees wobble in front of you. That pleasure will overwhelm them. And you'll only get better at this over the years. Every single time you do it, you'll be a better and better and better deep throat expert. You'll be able to make men crumple in your arms. Oh God, touch yourself. You're so deserving of that pleasure, don't you think? Anyone who gives that kind of pleasure deserves to get fucked senseless however they want. And if some selfish man decides that they don't want to give that to you, there will be partners lining up at the door for any woman that can make them feel as good as you're gonna make them feel. A queen. Fuck yourself senseless while that toy explores your throat. And if you get close and you're ready, take that toy and fuck your pussy with it. That's right, attagirl, sitting straight up. Fuck yourself as hard as you want. You are such an incredible human being, giving so much time to learn, to make other people feel pleasure. You deserve every bit of it. You deserve every drop of pleasure for each one that you give. And when their mind goes blank from orgasm, you should deserve the same. Listen to my voice. And know that I would have absolutely loved to have taught you myself. To see your eyes looking up at me, trying desperately to get that next little inch, every little part down. I know you'd be such a good girl. But until that time, fuck yourself for me. Come for me. Take that pleasure that you deserve and fucking ride it. Come for me. Oh God, you're such a fucking incredible partner. Oh my God. Oh, good girl. Come with me, okay? Let's do this together. That's right, together. With your hand on your pussy and your toy playing with yourself. I think it's only fair that I touch myself too, right? That you deserve to hear a man moan for all the effort that you're putting in to be the perfect, deep-throating expert. Oh, God. If you think it's hotter, put that toy in your mouth. And take it as deep as you can, or fuck yourself senseless. It's your body and your choice to do anything you want to it. Oh, God. And you're choosing to listen to my voice guide you on becoming such a goddamn queen. You're choosing to learn how to deep throat and blow people's mind. And you deserve to feel so fucking good. Oh, God. Oh, shit. Guiding you like this always makes me so fucking hard. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, I'm already gonna come. So turned on doing this with you. Come with me. Oh, fuck, come with me. Oh, this deserves to be down your fucking throat. And one day it will be. Oh, fuck. Oh. Fuck. I hope you got just as hard of an orgasm as you deserve. Now. Rest, relax, Lay down. Do whatever you need to. You did a great job today. Keep it up if you haven't gotten there yet. And I know that you'll be able to do it. You're gonna do so, so, so well. Now, if your throat hurts at all, that's okay. These things can happen. The muscles are stretching, they might be sore. Don't let it discourage you. And most importantly, if you don't want to keep doing it, don't let anyone force you. When you're practicing and doing this on your own, whether you're listening to my voice or not, you are always in control and deserve to be treated like the queen that you are. You know, get out there and go blow someone's mind with that mouth.